What do you know?
What do you know about the people power of recycling in our community?
This is Louisa Beal with Radio Tacoma, and I'm pleased to have with me today Ryan Metzger, who is the CEO of Ridwell, which is an amazing organization. I just don't know where to start. It's just so incredible. I found you by accident through a friend, and then I started getting emails. But to get to the meat of the matter, I'd like you to explain what Ridwell is.
Sure. Ridwell helps people send less to landfills by picking up material that doesn't go in their traditional curbside systems. So it varies a little bit place to place, but think of things like batteries and styrofoam and plastic bags and clothing and shoes and Christmas lights and glass in the Tacoma area, which I'm sure we'll talk about. So we look at the landscape of what is in people's homes, and we seek out specialized partners who will reuse or recycle them. And then we do all the work to pick them up right from your doorstep. And so we've been doing that for a while now. It's really about helping families and households keep things from landfills that have that possibility.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff I've found that I've been having pickups now for maybe 6 months, and it just keeps getting better and better. So one of the big things that I see that you pick up that ordinary landfills don't are food packages, those little snack things with like the metal in them. That's amazing. So where does that go?
Yeah, so that goes to a number of partners. One of them that I love telling the story is called Hydroblox. They are in Pennsylvania, and so they make a landscaping drainage product that they put underneath sports fields and highways and big grassy areas, especially in climates like this that are wet sometimes. And so it prevents lots of water buildup that can erode them and make them not usable in certain times of the year. So it's kind of like a French drain substitute, but it is actually made of recycled, what we call multi-layer plastic. Mm-hmm. And so that was relatively new to our offering. We've had it, I don't know, a little over a year. And it took us a very long time to figure out the right partners for that, because these are hard to recycle materials for a reason. And so we pick up, it's snack wrappers, it's coffee bags, it's pet food bags, things like that, that are multiple layers of plastic welded together. And so they have a great way to turn those into new things that might keep your, grass from having big puddles.
Wonderful. One question I have about that, because I collect that myself and for my sister next door, but some of the little things, I might have an example here because, I don't know what to call these. Sometimes they're little tiny things from individual.
Yep.
Does that go in there too?
It does. Yeah. And so a lot of things, I'll just speak to kind of tiny things in general. Like when you have a traditional recycling system, tiny things are very hard because it all gets mixed together. And how do you separate tiny things from bigger things? In our case, as a Ridwell member, as you are, you put the stuff in a bag all together with that same material. And then we aggregate it with all the people throughout the Northwest that we serve, and we create these bales, these really thick blocks of that stuff. So the small size of it isn't a problem because it all gets condensed into these cubes before it gets sent to a partner.
Oh, cool, cool. So even like this little tiny thing, I have just broken off the top of it. So I've got something that's maybe a centimeter by 2 centimeters.
That's fine. Yeah. Because again, it all gets condensed together as part of our process to get it ready to be sent to a partner.
Because that is, that's a huge thing, because there's all sorts of snack things that are all over, and people just are in the habit of just tossing them. So when I'm in like a meeting or something, and there's these little snack packs floating around and people heading towards the garbage, like, oh, no, wait.
Yeah, it doesn't need to go there. I think especially. I have a couple kids and they have tons of, granola bars and Z bars and all that type of stuff. And all those go to Ridwell.
So then there is plastic film, and that's a different kind of plastic.
It is. That is a single type of plastic, polyethylene, to be precise, in terms of that, or number two or number four, if you use those numbers. And so that is things that are a single material. And so that is plastic bags and newspaper bags and Ziploc bags and, Amazon mailers and bubble wrap and, pallet wrap and things like that, that are a single layer. One trick we like to tell people, you can put your thumb through it, it's a single layer. If you can't, like that snack wrapper, that candy thing you had, you couldn't put your thumb through that. If you tried, even more bigger. That helps us know that it is that one category. And that goes to our partner Trex, who makes a composite lumber product. And so you might have a deck without even knowing it that is made of Trex, because it's a great product that uses sawdust and recycled plastic film. And so they create kind of like 2x4s that are made of that.
Wow, that is so cool. So some of the other things that you recycle that I don't know, well, I'm sure someone does somewhere, but you have like different categories that are featured.
We do. Month. Yeah, we have a wide breadth of things that people can give us. And so some of them are seasonal. And so we call that a featured category. And so every 2 weeks, there's something new. And so you can look ahead and see what the calendar holds for your next, 6 months or so. So we do, we did campaign election yard signs, post-election in the November timeframe. We did leftover Halloween candy that got donated to local organizations. We did Christmas light, holiday light strands as a featured category. We do things that help local community groups. So we'll do, like winter coats and things like that as it's starting to get colder. And so people that might be on the streets or something like that, they can get a warm jacket that you may not use anymore, but someone else could. Mm-hmm. So that's part of our featured category offering. We've also had things there that you can swap in. So you might not have holiday lights that broke that year, but you might have wine corks. You might have bottle caps. You might have bread tags. And so we have hundreds of partners that we have found just for these specific items. And so we make those available to you on a biweekly basis.
So the bottle caps, are they like these plastic things?
Yes, they are. Yep. Yeah, some recycling centers or recycling systems, if you leave them on the bottle, you can keep them that way. I don't know about Tacoma's for sure. We'd want to check to see what they say, but some cities you can leave them on. If you're in a city that can't, we can take them, and it's similar in some ways to the snack wrappers in that those are recyclable. They're just too small for a traditional single stream recycling system. And that's so our partner takes, we create these giant Gaylord boxes, they're called, and it's just tons and tons of those bottle caps. We have another one for prescription pill bottles is another one too. So your orange, pill bottle containers. That's another one that we take on a bi-weekly basis as well.
Yeah. Because what I'd heard, at least from Tacoma, is that you can recycle like pop bottles, water bottles with the cap on.
Okay.
But sometimes what happens is that because of the pressure of, pushing all this stuff together, those caps can pop off and then slip down through the machinery.
Fall through the cracks. Yeah, no, that very much could happen.
Yeah.
I've visited a bunch of, done some tours of those facilities, and I highly recommend it. I don't know if the Tacoma one offers public tours, but they're fascinated to see how all those systems work. And it really highlights that it's a great system for some things. They do great with aluminum cans and cardboard and things like that. But there's so many things that fall through the cracks. And so that's really the role that we play is, if your bottle caps are going to pop off during the system, then great. We have another system that complements that one that can take them and make sure those get recycled.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, small electronics.
Yeah.
That, because again, I think there's electronic recyclers around, but, I don't know what they do with them. So what do you do with them?
Yeah. So we work with, groups that are what we call R2 certified. That's a certification system in that world. And so they'll take a lot of devices that come in and that, make sure that they, wipe all the personal data off and protect the sort of the security of that. So a lot of the things that come in the electronics categories that we do can be reused in its current form after they've been wiped and secured. A lot of things, some of the things though can't. And so it'll be, you know, stripping any metal wires that are there and reclaiming the metal, or there might be some plastics that they can recover in that sense too. So a lot of it's reuse as much as we can, but if there's not a reuse possibility for something, then those things can be recycled through these partners that we work with. The one in this region is called One Green Planet, and people can take steps to them most often too. We just save that trip. So we figure out who the partner is and we'll pick it up right from your doorstep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, for me, it's so convenient, you know, because I live in Faircrest, and I think you started your picking up things from Faircrest just last year.
A couple years ago, I think we probably started when we kind of developed the South Sound region of ours. So it's probably been a few years, I would guess.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Okay. So where is the area that you pick up?
Yeah, so in the state of Washington broadly, we cover a lot of territory, in Western Washington at least. In the South Sound, we go down to Olympia, and we go throughout, you know, Tacoma and Federal Way and all those places. We go to the islands, we have, you know, Sir Vashon and those types of places also in that region. We have a kind of a regional facility that covers that in Puyallup. And so all the material is picked up through all those kind of Pierce and Thurston County areas, brought back to Puyallup. And then we have a larger facility here in Seattle that's where material is baled and prepared for partners. So we cover a lot of ground. We also go up. And so we have a presence up in Bellingham and Ferndale and places like that as well.
The styrofoam, because there's different kinds, because I've got some in my basement that I throw nothing away because I know eventually
Good.
I'm going to need styrofoam for something.
Yeah.
But then there is foam rubber, and that's different.
Yeah. So in our language, we think of there's three types of styrofoam that people often include that. And we take all three of them. There's your traditional kind of white blocks, which is expanded polystyrene. And so that might come with a package or something like that. There's another one called flex foam that is a little bit shinier. And that may be what you're referring to there. And that's also used for packaging. It sometimes can be gray. It sometimes can be black. But it also sometimes white too, but it has just more of a shine to it versus the traditional polystyrene is like a dull kind of white. And then the third one we do is packaging peanuts as well, which are, you know, everyone knows what those shape are, but also for packaging. And so those all kind of come into us. The packaging peanuts get reused as much as they can. And then the other two get baled or densified, which is the case of the traditional blocks. And that's a really cool process because actually most of it is air. And so it's really taking the air out of it and making very dense blocks that then can be recycled into new things.
So is there anything that you can't take?
Yeah, I mean, there's things that are dirty that are, you know, too dirty for us to do. I think, you know, we're always looking for new possibilities. I think like the kind of, you know, beauty packaging, personal care, that's one we're working on to figure out a solution for that. But we expand based on, you know, customer interest. And so people come to us with, you know, what things they have around their home. And we have a team that's dedicated to find solutions for that. So we've covered a lot of ground. There certainly are other things that you know, we could be doing, but we're excited to have broadened what we do so that people can send less to landfills throughout their house.
Whoa, that is so cool. Now, I have something here. I mean, being on radio, it's going to be hard for people to see this, but you might actually be able to describe it a little better. It is, I'm trying to see if there's any numbers on here, but it's this kind of aluminum that's gold on one side and black on the other.
Oh yeah, that would be a tough one. Not one that we do. The rigid plastics, other than clamshell plastics, which are kind of a number one, which we do in some locales, that one we don't. I worry that the metal and the plastic might be kind of make that one unrecyclable really by anyone. If you see those, I would probably try to avoid them because it looks like something that, you know, even our systems and traditional systems might have a problem with.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know a lot of food products come in there, and what's so ironic, aluminum, please recycle. It's got those little running arrows in there too.
Maybe it's fully aluminum then. Yeah. I mean, in that case, you know, check with your city and see if that's something they can take, but it could be aluminum in general is a very recyclable category. It can be recycled many times over and over again, which makes it a really good use case for recycling.
So I'm trying to think of other featured categories that have come around. And I think this one is actually every 2 weeks, but there's one called threads.
Yes, threads. That's what we call a core category. So we give you a bag for that. And threads is our kind of language for clothing and shoes or textiles, yeah. Right? So it's you know, a shirt that you're done with, a jacket, you know, some gloves, a pair of shoes, all that type of stuff, mm-hmm. Where there are reuse and recycling destinations for that material. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that stuff, unfortunately, ends up at the landfill. But if you give it to us, you know, we work really hard to make sure that it does it.
Okay. Because, you know, I do some sewing, and so I have some fabric scraps that are sometimes maybe, you know, 6 inches by 3 inches. I mean, really a scrap.
Yeah.
Would that go in there?
So that one, it varies a little bit location to location. In this region, kind of your hand is sort of what we've been told on that. So if it is larger than your hand, a piece of fabric, then that can be, you know, oftentimes shredded into something new, and they make things like insulation and bedding and stuff like that out of the threads of that.
So how can people sign up for this?
Yeah, they can go to ridwell.com. They can enter their address, and the address by doing that will tell you both, can we service that area? And if they're in Western Washington, the odds are fairly high. And it also will tell you what the offering is in that area, because it does vary a little bit place to place. Something that's fairly new in the South Sound, the Tacoma and Olympia area, is glass as well. And so that'll tell you, is glass available where you live? And if it's not, that is likely because it's something that is accepted in your curbside recycling. So our system is complementary to what you get. But go to our website, put your address, and then you'll be able to see a list of the things that we take where you live, which mm-hmm. might include glass, and it might include things like the other things we've discussed.
Yeah. One of the emails I got said that I would be able to get some of my friends in for, you know, a free month or something like that.
Yeah. You know, the best way for us to get the word out about what we do is if people tell other people. Because we can, you know, go on radio shows like this, we can do advertising, et cetera. But really, someone in a community telling another person that they have found value in Ridwell, that they have been able to reduce their waste, but they've been able to keep things out of landfills, like that's the best way to for us to grow. It's how we've historically gone to where we have gotten today. And so sometimes we make that easier for people. I say, hey, here's a free month that I, as a member, can give someone else. And so if you, whoever your listeners are, if they know someone who is a Ridwell member and they'd like to try it out themselves, just ask for one of your free month links. And that's something that they can provide. They can let people try it out. We have seen a very, very, very high percentage of people who try it in 1 month on this free period continue on because our service, we try to make it as affordable as we can. It's usually around $15 in kind of that ballpark. And so people find that is a good use of their resources in order to kind of save all the trips and oftentimes even downsize their garbage. And they might be able to make up that cost by kind of paying less to have a larger garbage can than they need.
Yeah. So if I were to ask some of the listeners to this program, if they emailed me, would I be able to get them onto this?
You could. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And I can, you know, maybe after we're done recording, I can show you exactly where that link is. You know, should be easy to find, but hopefully I can help you get to it where, yes, if any listeners want to email you, we can make sure that you have enough links in order to provide them so they can try a month for free.
Cool. Because I've been so happy with your service. It just makes me feel good, you know, to be able to get these things that, you know, I throw away nothing. And some of the things eventually come in useful, you know, like a styrofoam block or something like that. But my basement's filling up.
Yeah.
So I truly appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, it's been wonderful. You know, this started in my garage with my family, you know, doing all these little trips for us and then our neighbors and our neighbors' neighbors and things like that. And to hear feedback like that from you. I think it's been amazing to see how far, we've all come. I think we track the data and things like that. And, you have contributed to 28 million pounds less going into landfills. And yeah. So we think that's still just very much the early days. You know, I want to look forward to a day when that's 100 million, 200 million, 500 million pounds. Eventually there may be a whole landfill that doesn't need to exist or more. So we're working really hard every day to make that a reality.
Well, I really appreciate it. And it's nice to know that it really started as a community effort, and it's just, it's the power of the people
I think that's, we need people to step up in all walks of life, these days. And so I think we try to do that in one, area. My house was like your house where we had, a basement area that had all the stuff we needed to get rid of. And so finally said, hey, let's do something about it. And I turned it into a little project with my oldest son. And so every week we would pick one thing and we would take our styrofoam and we would call all around the whole community and we would discover there's a place in Kent that can take it. And so we then said, let's, make it a neighborhood project and let's pick up from 10 neighbors and grab their styrofoam too, because it, how much extra work is it for us? And so that really spiraled and became a really big thing that inspired us to take the next step, which was much bigger pickups, bigger volume, a team of 200. Now we have more than 200 people on our team doing all this hard work.
Yeah. And I think I saw where you're now getting electric vehicles for the pickup.
We do. Yes. We have at least four of them. That we're trialing. And so far, it's been a great fit. I think the stuff that we take, the distance that we travel, all those types of things make us a great candidate for electric vehicles. They're kind of space age looking, the ones that we have. So you might see them on routes. Don't be alarmed. they kind of look kind of like across from a van and a bus, but they've got our logo on them. They're made by a manufacturer called BrightDrop. And so they have good capacity. They're quiet. They're cleaner, all the good stuff that people, like about electric vehicles. Our hope is to eventually have the charging infrastructure in order to fully move over to that type of fleet. So we're working to make that a reality over time as well.
Oh, perfect. Again, if people are interested, it's ridwell.com, RIDWELL.com. And you really are getting rid of things very well.
That's where the name came from, indeed. Yes. So yes, we appreciate you saying that.
Yes. So is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that, member support like you and hopefully many of your listeners, that makes what we do possible. And so, we hope people check it out. If it's something that they can do on their own, great. If it's not a good fit, tell other people. I think, we're working really hard here to make what we do sustainable, make it a bigger thing. More people enables us to add more things. The glass offering took us a while to do. But once we did, we're thrilled to be able to offer that and people are really happy with it. So it really takes a village, if you will, to do what we do. And so we're grateful for people's support, either as a user or someone that just helps spread the word within communities so that we can continue to do what we're doing.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Okay.
If you would like to get a free month of Ridwell, email us at info@radiotacoma.org and I will send you a link.
I am a voter.
I